Are you tired of not knowing whether or not you're at a Coldplay concert during the worship service at church? Or maybe you're wondering if this is appropriate for a church service?
Devil worshiping Satanist witch, we cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Or simply not sure of what to make of something like this?
I view the Holy Spirit like the genie from Aladdin.
Well, I had the same questions. So I decided to see what Scripture has to say about worship and the music we sing to Him. So I give you the Godly Whistleblower Podcast. I'm Mackenzie. I've been leading worship over 10 years, and in that time, I've learned and seen a lot. I've led worship everywhere from small town churches to mega churches. But no matter what church you're at, one thing is true. Theology matters in the music we sing to God and how we worship Him in His house. Our whole lives are a worship to God. There is no neutrality. We all worship something. But a big question to ask is this: how does God want to be worshiped? So let's dive in. Grab your Bible, a pen, and a cup of coffee, and let's chat. But be warned, by embarking on this journey, you may be labeled as divisive, unloving, or a Pharisee. But for most of those, Christ was also labeled as such, so you're in good company. So let's be godly in the way that we expose false worship in the church, and let's challenge the norm of the worship and the music we sing and how we offer our lives as a pleasing worship to God. Coming back to the heart of worship, 'cause it's all about you. But is it really though?